I order you, go to the four corners of the world and find me pretty girl. Ah, come on. Hey, lazy bone. Don't want to move, do you? Go! You idiot! I'll get you for this!
Hey, welcome to the Distance of Random Crap Podcast, folks. And I do love how everyone's waiting on me to start the recorder, like with some kind of evil criminal organisation, don't you bloody dare, but...
No, I was trying to get him to do the... Laugh, damn it!
This is take two, by the way, folks.
Thank you.
Anywho, so yes, tonight...
the first time.
And yes, tonight, I'm joined by your host, Lee Sands, aka Rod Rod Ranger. I'm joined by...
Adam, also known as Static Crit. Matty, also known as the Random Crap Ranger.
Jamie.
Also known as Jay Horror. And tonight we have finally reviewed, after God knows how long, probably what, 3 years?
If you showed me that before I started uni, then yeah, but that...
It was a mini-app, but used to...
Oh, come on.
We just watched random clips, like the Zardo clips. With that weird fight scene.
Die in a hole.
Or that one where all the cosplayers beat up the Zardo cosplayer.
Ah, that's entertaining just for that simple reason.
just gang up on him. It's funny because he's weak!
Anyway.
Anywho, yeah, so tonight, folks, we finally watched and are going to review on this podcast Dragon Ball, The Magic Begins.
Good Dragon Ball film.
For those wondering what this is, Dragon Ball The Magic Begins is a, I think, Taiwanese/Hong Kong
knockoff.
Of the Dragon Ball franchise. It's based in the original Dragon Ball anime manga series. This is about 30 or so years old. It is truer to the canon source material than Dragon Ball Evolution was.
That's saying something.
Some people may call it just cheesy and bad because of how it is, but compared to Evolution, fucking Oscar worthy.
Yeah.
I thought it was awesome.
It is. Yeah, it was. Have you actually seen the Hollywood version?
Not seen it.
Don't. Oh, for the love of fucking God, just don't.
It's pretty bad. It's like Avatar The Last Airbender bad.
It's like seriously.
Sorry. The Last Airbender bad.
Ugh.
I forgot they dropped the Avatar bit.
Yeah.
It's Samalabalabalaga.
Shamalama Ding Dong.
I for Samalabalabalabala.
I like my father's shit, I am a loon.
Anywho, so tonight we watch this film, and if you not watch this film, then don't worry, I'll try and include the YouTube link in the show notes, because... God, this film has to be seen to believed.
Moonwalk Magic!
We'll get to that. Anywho, the film is basically about, well, there are these things called Dragon Pearls. And
I told you it's a knockoff film, people.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is originally called Dragon Pearl when it was released, but when I first heard about this film, it was when Dragon Ball Z was, like, you know, the hottest fucking shit ever. Back when, you know...
Crank.
When it was on Adult Swim, they just started doing it in curtain Funimation printing out DVDs. I remember going online and I saw this listed somewhere on VHS and I was like, oh my god, there's a live action Dragon Ball Z movie? And I was reading it, I was like, huh, this looks a bit weird. Years later, I found out it was a knockoff and, well, it was also years later until I actually got a copy of this film, because this never had a UK release as well.
Like most things.
Well, pretty much everything anime related lately.
Yeah.
probably doesn't help all those companies are going under as well.
Tokyo
Pop was closing.
I know, closed.
I just remember Bandai going under, that means I have to buy Gundam.
What?
Bandai Entertainment, we discussed it in the Gundam app.
I forgot about that.
In Japan?
No, US.
Oh, right, but I'm going to say in Japan, fucking hell.
Bandai Entertainment US are going under, their DVD arm.
God damn.
We discussed this in the Gundam app, you remember that, don't you?
Vaguely. Yeah, bear in mind I've had coursework and shit.
Fair enough. Anywho. So yeah, if I want Seed, I'm going to have to, either buy the box set or actually hunt down individual DVDs. And again, Seed's not that good, but it looks nice. But anyway, we're not talking about that film, though I would love to watch a knockoff version of Gundam Seed, just to see
we've effectively watched a knockoff Gundam film.
Yeah, G-Savior.
We've reviewed a knockoff Gundam film. There's no fucking way that can be classed as a genuine Gundam film.
I'd laugh if it turns out there was another knockoff film with, like, the cast is younger, say the cast of the tribe in it. And if anyone gets that sort of joke, then, you know, if you've watched the tribe, you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
But anyway, back to this film. So it starts off, there are these things called dragon pearls. You gather all seven and a dragon's going to appear in a giant explosion.
And gradual witch.
It starts off with this bloke being made the high chief of this village, who, as soon as he gets the dragon pearl, an army appears and they start slaughtering the villagers.
And we could technically call it an army because they had a lot of extras in for those outfits.
And they had a lot of extras for the people being gunned down.
Oh, fuck yes.
It was amazing.
The army's led
by this... realistic!
The army's led by this blue-skinned, horned devil monster that looks like Piccolo and Pilaf had sex with a ram.
Why was it blue?
Genetic experimentation gone wrong. Fuck knows. I don't care. This film was good enough for me to ignore it.
He's also got two lieutenants. I'm guessing it's based on the female supposed shape-changing assassin from Dragon Ball and some weird silver robot.
The female in Dragon Ball does not change appearance.
Wasn't she a master spy?
In the evolution version, in the original Dragon Ball anime, the dog and the woman were just effectively his two.
Yeah, well, goof. I'm just saying the blonde-haired chick was basically the shape changer from the Hollywood film. Who's based on the chick that was hanging out with Pilaf and the dog guy.
I tried to forget that film.
Yeah.
And in the anime, she was just a chick.
Anywho, so they basically slaughter this village, and I mean it, yeah, like Matty said, it's realistic. Hell, she guns down little kids. I was like, wow, I don't remember seeing that on YouTube. And eventually, all that's left are these monks, who can't remind me, Quillen, who surround him like a human shield. Yeah, Antien, sorry. Who surround the elder...
Mine's the third eye.
Yeah, you surround the dad, Jade's dad, who's basically meant to be this film's version of Chi-Chi, I guess. Surround him, though, to be fair, if it was Ox King, he would have freaking at least identified the demon.
Yeah.
That's what this film needed, the Ox King. There's a guy with a Viking mask going, oh, and then you just could have the fight music and then dead.
But he did try to, you know, since he got surrounded by the monks.
He blackmailed the army.
They managed to fit a lot into this and did it very well.
Oh god, yeah.
Yeah. So the monks are like human sealed and then the monster slaughters them and then kills him. And even though he's told his wife and daughter to win away. And then it cuts to... does it cut to Monkey Boy right away?
After the...
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
I think after he's electrocuted or... the guys and all that, I think.
Goes on about he's got two now, and he said to me, that's fine, yeah, there's... He mentions it might be up in the south or something, in the forest.
In the forest, with a man called... They called him Sparkle, but then later on he got called Old Monkey.
Yeah, this film's a bit weird with that. So
Sparkle.
Could have been worse, they could have called him Harry. Because, by the way, Grandpa Gohan in this film...
Oh, God, he looks like an older Harry Potter. I'm sorry, there's no getting around it.
He's done too much crack. Is that no good? Also, pure gums, might I add.
Yeah, this is Harry Potter in 1 year.
Oh! Right, so you're going to say this, like, DC Comics, Harry Potter's going to go to 1 year later?
I'm keeping away from DC Comics. So are you. We're not having that right.
They are not being then brought into this.
3 years later, J.K. Rowling's going to reboot the franchise with a darker, grittier Harry. What? Apparently book three still will happen, but not one and two.
Stop. Lee. DC Comics is not involved in this conversation. Keep it the fuck out. I am not going to put another one.
We're joking.
All right,
I'm going
to say, because she's doing an adult book.
Yeah, she's bringing out a new book.
No, she's not.
Doing another book series, but it is not related to Harry Potter in any way, shape or form.
Oh, God.
Even though she did hint about doing a one-off.
I think there will be a spin-off for his adopted son.
Adopted?
Yeah, 19 years later, it was Lupin's son.
Yeah.
Oh.
Godson.
Godson.
From third film.
Remus Lupin. Third film, 13th Dark Arts teacher.
Just like my uncle, my uncle hasn't knocked up a chick, yeah, but just like in the third film, he marries someone half his age.
Prisoner of Azkaban.
Oh, you mean that haircut?
No, the one who turns into a werewolf.
Oh, right, yeah.
He marries some chick half his age in, like, the final book, and they have a kid, and then they're slaughtered. But, anyway, this isn't the Harry Potter
book. Yeah,
podcast.
We were talking about Dragon Ball.
Yeah, so basically the Grandpa Gohan is called Old Monkey or Sparkle, is, like, A's Harry Potter. Seriously,
but this guy
A's.
Kicks ass.
Yeah, and then he's got Monkey Boy, who Jamie swears down is a chick.
It's too feminine!
I like to imagine it's like the Taiwanese version of Winona Ryder. If anyone's watching Alien Resurrection, they'll get that joke. But then again, it just leads to paedophilia jokes about Ripley, especially if you watch the second film.
Mm.
Or Carnosaur 2. You've watched Carnosaur 2, haven't you?
Is that the one which was Primal Species?
No, that's the one I did for you guys.
It's in there somewhere.
Yeah, it works on your PC, you said.
Oh yeah, I didn't actually watch it there.
Oh, right, well. it's basically a rip-off of Aliens, but they
replaced with
Velociraptors, and in place of Newt with a pre-Terminator 2 Edward Furlong.
Again, Dragon Ball.
Yes, yeah. So that's what this film needed, Xenomorphs. Hey, pig guy, what's that on your face? That's what this film needed.
No.
Nah,
okay. No, that, I think that could have possibly detracted.
That would be their version of Piccolo. No, their version of Frieza. That's the sequel.
Great. I've got this image in my head of a Xenomorph with Frieza's colours.
But Frieza did morph into a Xenomorph.
No, it's like a proper xenomorph.
A Botcon xenomorph?
Back to the film!
So it's basically him and his grandson Monkey Boy start training for some reason.
Just like, make sure he's strong enough to protect the Dragon Pearl, I think it is.
And he kicked his ass.
This is why it amused me, because this film did something I don't think the other one did. It had Nioi bow.
I don't remember the bow in that film. I just remember Goku being a bit too Dawson Creek.
And I can't remember the music, I don't want to wait.
Oh god. Little Karibo's Naruto Bridge, episode 3. He uses that I don't want to wait song in the most inappropriate way.
It's Little Karibo, you expect anything less!
Third episode, Naruto, in the original, Naruto basically... I'd expect this from a Queen knockoff of Naruto made back then.
Shall we go back on?
Hang on. In the original, Naruto jumps Sasuke, ties him up, and tends to be Sakura. In Little Karibo... to seduce Sakura. In Little Karibo's version, he jumps on top of Sasuke and goes, "Look, you sexy ninja bastard!" And then the song plays, "I don't wanna wait!" As you hear Sasuke go, "Ow! Ow! No! I don't like this!" And Naruto screams, "This little sex is amazing!"
Do you think we can call Joey in to just... banter all the time as it comes off topic.
We're going to break the recurrent record of 32.
I expect that from A Time in These Knockoffers and Naruto, and yet it'll still be better than like 90% of actual Naruto.
Yeah.
Even with that.
Back scene. To the fucking film!
Oh, like you weren't going to expect Monkey Boy to do that to Westwood.
Well, I mean,
no, better yet, it would be, what the hell was Bulma called in this film?
Who? I keep getting named!
The Bulma chick.
Does she ever give a name?
I don't think she does. She just introduced herself but doesn't say her name, does she?
That's impressive, going an entire film without giving your name, holy shit!
What we did once and we forgot.
More than likely we weren't paying attention.
Well, I expect her to do that to Westwood in this film. Lovely Westwood! Hey, no, wait! I just could see the look on all their faces as that song's playing. No, I don't like this! Oh. And she's like, it's amazing! This rape is amazing! And Monkey Boy's like, can we find the dragon pearls? Yeah, hang on, I just need a cigarette. Oh, yeah, it's the best cigarette of all.
I think Monkey Boy likes that girl.
Nah.
He just didn't know what girls were. Yeah. It's, to be fair, these
are the
people
I hang out with. He didn't care down the cartoons way.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Everything on a perfect,
including Oolong.
Ugh.
I think Yamcha at one point. I can't remember.
The letters TMI are springing to my mind.
I just remember they edited it out and just said he was looking at them instead. In like one draft in the manga, they had to edit all that stuff out.
Yeah.
Then again, that manga is also banned in most countries because of Roshi.
Ah, Roshi. Your entertainment.
Anywho, so basically, she's driving around with a dragon radar to find a pill. At the same time, this army kind of flies in and she nearly gets killed. She then meets with Monkey Boy, who's just beating the shit out of a crocodile.
And is carrying it back for lunch.
Yes, about it. It's like frozen
floor. When she accidentally nearly runs the Mario van, he thinks she's a witch.
So she shoots him.
Yeah.
And as per Dragon Ball, he's just like, that hurt.
I like how he thinks that the crocodile's a fish.
No.
When you're going fishing, what type of fish are you going to get? A crocodile.
Yeah, because that's
tasty.
Yeah, because that's perfect for a guy with no teeth to eat.
It's better than elephant.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love,
if you get
the nails
off me, it could be very
tender. I love how they're basically going through the list of endangered animals for their meals. Okay, we had tiger the day before.
We had lion yesterday.
Elephant or crocodile? I really miss dodos. I mean, you said dildo, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
To be fair, knowing Monkey Grandpa, seeing how there's no Monkey Grandma, you're playing.
Well, in the cartoons,
Grandpa was on his own.
It's not really his actual grandpa.
No, it's his adopted.
I don't know. You never know. They could have had a sequel planned. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Get it?
Saiyan.
Yeah.
Is it worth removing my slipper to smack him around the head with?
Yes. You've got about birth of you. I must be a very talented...
Hey, no, come on.
That was a god fucking awful pun and you know it.
I didn't originally intend to say it, I just said saying as in S-A-Y-I-N-G.
And then
you looked at me and that's when I thought, oh, Saiyan. You thought I said Saiyan. So if you hadn't looked at me like that, I wouldn't have made the pun then. But he said Super Saiyan.
Because you made
the
pun.
Punch him, please, because you're closer.
I was explaining the pun to you, because you look confused.
No, you looked angry. But anywho, so after they make a joke about rapists in this film...
Yeah, there you go there, folks.
I love that bit. My grandpa said I shouldn't touch a girl without her permission. He had a word for him. What was it?
Rapist!
Ha
ha ha ha! Oh, fuck, we timed that right.
We didn't really know what girls... filled war, so how do you know about raping or is it about gender?
His grandpa
mentioned gender.
He said, appropriately.
He said, why is he
taking many forms?
He's basically, my grandpa says girls have bigger chests, but why is your chest different than mine? Hey, could you save me? That's what he said.
I thought he said, can I touch?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, can I touch?
No, he said, let me see. He didn't ask, he said, let me see. He weren't taking no for an answer until they made the rapist joke.
And then, of course, we cut to,
the army's turning up and...
Yeah, attacking her. But after we had what is, quite frankly, quite an awesome fight scene, which we...
Yeah, he sends on, like... It's just the two head goons, robot guy and...
Yeah, this is after... We mentioned the training and all that, but I don't remember if we just mentioned how good the fight scenes were.
Oh, yeah.
This is one thing with this film, that Evolution... Evolution did the whole airbending shit. CGI shit. This version, which is the original version, the fight sequences in this were pretty damn good.
This film...
Rambo explosion.
This
fight, yeah, quite a few explosions, but...
This film is basically an 80s kung fu film, folks. Even down to the slightly out of sync dubbing, which was by, I'm pretty sure, the Star TV's Transformer team, because the voice of Galvatron from the Headmaster's dub, I'm pretty sure, is the voice of the main villain. It keeps switching from Cook to Galvatron, so he's like, you must get the pearls, and then in the next scene it's like, you stupid fools, get me the pearls! It's the same voice actor, I'm positive.
Mm. Maybe
just
smoked a lot too much.
Yeah, you never know. Anywho, so basically they capture the grandpa after pretty much demolishing the house during the fight, using shotguns and explosions. Monkey's there, boy gets there, he's like, Grandpa, no! He automatically assumes he's dead.
House is on fire, come on.
Could be worse, could be like in Star Wars when they find Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru's corpses.
Just smoldering
skeletons. Excuse me. I also love in Star Wars, he just assumes it's them. He doesn't assume it might be stormtroopers. I'm just saying.
I thought the armour would have protected them from most of that shit.
Well, they might have just taken the armour off and, like, left the stormtrooper bodies there.
Oh, we just need to go to his house and use their toilet for a moment. Let's take off our armour and... Oh, no,
That was the robot chicken joke, actually. They used the toilet and accidentally start a fire.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they didn't get out in time.
Oops.
And then, well, there's two robot chicken jokes, but at the end of that one, one of the stormtroopers said, no, walking single file, we'll blame it on the sand people. And the other one is, because Uncle Owen, when they were younger, made a joke about Anakin's mum dying. The scene where he's bringing his mum back in the second film, Owen makes a joke about, I guess now we can call you Little Orphan Annie. Ha ha! And Anakin's like... I'm holding my mother's corpse in my arms, you bastard! Then fast forward like 20 odd years later, the stormtroopers are covering them in gasoline, saying, oh, by the way, Lord Vader says, Little Orphan Annie. Is it still funny?
I'm in the world of Dragon Ball, the magic begins.
Hey, innocents being slaughtered, that's what's happening in this film.
Yeah, I mean, that's already been and done.
The baddies in this are pretty much like a hybrid of Pilaf's forces, if he had the Red Ribbon Army in his command.
Oh god, Pilaf wouldn't know what the fuck to do.
You go over there, you guys are in the Arctic. Yeah, steal some of that Nazi technology for me. So then, after he thinks his grandpa's dead, he does think his grandpa's dead, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
They end up getting an elephant and travelling, because the bad guys then blow up the car, and he's trying to get him to eat some jerky, and then he points out, this ain't jerky, this is Gecko mixed in with spider entrails. He's like,
I think he offers the food, he's like, what is this? Spider with Gecko.
I thought it was the beef jerky to get off of it.
No, he gave it to her. She didn't know what it was.
Because it's normal for him.
Okay, my mistake.
Yep.
gone over 20 minutes, thankfully. So they get, if I remember correctly, then it cuts to the, what was it, fairy pig man wizard?
The pig-headed wizard.
The pig-headed wizard, that's it.
This film's version of Oolong, people.
Pig-headed wizard, all, like, blacked up like a black and white minstrel, chasing Jade, who I'm pretty sure is meant to be this film's teacher.
Possibly.
Saying, you're going to be pretty girl, you're going to be my wife.
I'll tie you up and keep you until you're older. Then you can be my wife.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll be backing you up.
Come on, I don't think you care. I thought it was like, it's a girl, it's female.
It's been a while.
Okay.
So what, if they say no?
Well, he's like,
is that what he's
saying? You'll marry me or I'll eat you. But it's your choice completely.
To be fair, I could eat you then rape you while you're dead. I don't mind mixing it up once in a while. Or I could rape you then eat you, but that'd be gross.
Just a bit.
Why is that creepy?
Would that actually count as tenderizing? And the look on Matty's face.
Why do I know these people?
I didn't say it.
I know. I'm mostly referring to him.
And his people.
Multiple personalities.
Schizo.
Stop denying it.
I noticed.
Anywho.
Maybe there's a reason I kept the men with the straight jackets on speed dial.
Anywho, so they meet up and now Pig-headed Wizard's like, hey, if I'm away, I'll fire you. And then what does Monkey Boy do? Just punches him straight in the face.
Monkey Boy just kicks his ass.
Yeah, kicks his ass. And then he says, oh, spare me. I'm a great ass licker. I don't like my ass being licked.
Kissed, sorry.
You're taking a bit too far there.
He's
got an ice cream.
He's losing control of his own delusions.
Hey, I've not been to Akiba recently.
How's that sound? It's like a George Michael.
Akiba, or whatever.
George Michael.
The Akiba district.
I thought you said ass licker.
No, he said kiss.
It's the same joke. I don't like my ass being kissed. That's what he says.
Yeah.
Anyway, so after he's beat the crap out of him and he then says, but I can do tricks for you, and then turns into a variety of sea males. He then punches him and tries to turn into the bat and run away. Mm-hmm. And for Monkey Boy to then whack him again and he shows his true form. Saying he's a pig wizard and that, you know, thousands of years ago, their ancestors would have been brothers.
So let's be friends!
Yeah, brother!
This is basically him trying to keep his sorry ass alive.
And they accidentally wander into the territory of...
Westwood.
Which isn't as bad as it sounds.
No, because this isn't the Westwood we know as Lee... Was it Lee Westwood?
Mm-hmm.
No, Lee Westwood's the golfer.
Yeah, I just know he's the golfer.
Is it Westwood?
Tiger Woods?
No, there's actually a golfer
in my ride.
I'm thinking the rapper Westwood.
Yeah, I know. But at the same time, I think there was a golfer with that same name. I'm thinking.
So basically, Westwood is basically this film's Yamcha.
Who, again, compared to that film, is more like Yamcha than the other Yamcha actually was.
And he doesn't have Pilar. He just has a talking parrot. Which I guess he had budget.
Yeah, I was like, why is
there
a parrot there? It
doesn't
make no sense.
He gets lonely. He needs someone to talk to.
And that parrot still takes the fucking piss out of him.
He needs someone to talk to besides Madam Five Finger Palm, you know?
Mm.
I could just imagine Pilaf and this... I wouldn't be surprised if he was like this, like just drew it on the cat ears on his hand going, Pa, what do you think we should do?
I think we should fucking wrap up Master Yamcha!
That's right, Pa! Given the level of insanity in this film...
It's actually quite plausible. That's worrying, I'm agreeing with him on this.
So after Monkey Boy, I can't remember why he takes off his Desperado outfit and shows the royal-looking suit to me.
Well, because Monkey Boy blocks all of his bullets.
Oh,
he's like,
yeah.
Ah, fight.
I remember that. He pulls out, like, the weird, like, Prince of Persia-style sword. In fact, he did look a bit like Prince of Persia to me.
A bit.
Yeah, like a Prince of Saturn.
Well, he could just rub the clothes off a prince.
Fuck no. Yeah, that one sounds plausible.
Clothes or your life? I get to keep the underwear, right? Yeah, that's probably best.
Yeah.
Have the rest of your clothes. Even the boots, especially those gorgeous boots. I gotta make this outfit match.
I'm gonna say that sounds like Doc One there.
Just nowhere near his camp.
So basically he ends up having a pretty decent fight west with the Monkey Boy.
Again.
Lots of waifu.
Waifu, but well done. Waifu.
And then it kind of looks like it might go, oh no, wait, no, it didn't look like it was going westwards way. They just kept, they basically got each other's nose and were trying to suffocate the other one. And
they weren't moving for the mouth, they were just causing each other pain. Yeah.
And then the girl and Jade show up, and Wes was like, I yeah, but you're a girl. That half said girls are ain't good for one thing, the kitchen.
And when we go back to what the film was actually said.
She runs over to the unconscious Westwood and goes, Westwood, can I be your friend?
Crush. She's crushing on him, obviously.
Already?
He is shitting himself.
Could you imagine what this film's version of Vegeta would have been like?
Oh, good God. They probably would have actually had an actual dwarf with a really tall hairstyle. Rumpelstiltskin style. They're like, fetch my angry wig!
They would have got, they get someone who's like that kid, you know, the one who's had a shitload of steroids. That 11-year-old who's got like the body of Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know,
I don't want to get a kid with muscles.
That really muscular kid.
I remember seeing something about that.
That'd be someone like that. I'm a deer!
I'll blast you into the next dimension! Over 9,000!
What? 9,000? There's no way that can be right!
Sorry, had to complete it.
So anywho, Westwood basically wins like a captain.
Just to run the fuck it up.
This is just how Ghost Snapper appear anyway in this film regardless of like continuity.
It still could have happened.
I was a warrior a thousand battle years ago against your ancestor. Could happen.
Fuck no, for all we know, Nappa could have been in that army.
You never know. He could have been the robot. I'm resurrecting with hair. Lovely hair!
Oh god damn it, Boo!
Ah, sap gun to the groin. Ah!
I mean, my just like, no, my hair!
So, yeah, Westwood basically runs like a character in the Benny Hill sketch, the high from the girl.
Goes face first into a tree, and the parrot takes the piss out of him by impersonating the girl's voice.
He then eavesdrops on them later on as they're having the campfire, talking about the dragon pearls and how Jay's family were brutally murdered, and then he reveals he has a dragon pearl as well. Unfortunately, Blonchick followed them as well.
Mm. And they've also talked about Master Yoshi!
The old turtle man, or the old turtle hermit, or the magic turtle man. He's got several names in this. I thought turtle hermit. Old Turtle Hermit, but all the same Magic Turtle Man.
Yeah.
That's not the name of a drug dealer. Hey, Magic Turtle Man. You got any cells?
Yeah. So we've been cut to him, it's playing very Madness-esque music.
Well, Westwood's trying to get their form, and it cuts to Rosie, or this version of Rosie's house.
Just walking out to his veranda.
It's like, da 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 da. Da, 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 da,
and then of course da, we da, cut da, to no, we're forgetting one very important
step.
Oh, yes.
Moonwalk magic!
When he summons
Magic Cloud!
AKA Flying Nimbus.
Now, Magic Cloud, take me to find pretty girls!
You heard? I said go! So it goes! With Al Roshi!
I just want the turtle and have them recreate that scene from the manga where the turtle goes, well, now we know the real reason the crowd doesn't want you.
Shut up!
But, yeah, Westwood says, sort of saying, Monkey Boy's coming, he wants to fight you for your Dragon Pearl. He goes, my challenger, hey? Well, he doesn't say it's Monkey Boy, but...
Yeah.
He goes, my challenger, hey? Oh, yes.
This is after fighting and losing to a cloud. So oh, he tries to lasso the cloud and it takes him on a fucking merry-go-round.
So they get back, so they get there, and he realises, oh, pretty girls as well, yeah.
Yeah,
it
was
pretty much.
The skirt a little bit.
Yeah. And he said, oh, who wants to fight me? Is it you, Fanny? Oh, is it you, Monkey Boy? And then I think they spot his parrot, and that's when they realise he's there. And so the girl that's meant to be Bulma runs in going, Westwood, Westwood, he's like, oh, oh, runs away, and they get the cloud to see if Westwood is sending truth. He wasn't, it was Monkey Boy.
Who then just control flies everywhere, and it's like, oh, yeah. I'm going to give you away to him!
But did they actually have a fight? And then, oh yeah, they're fighting, she goes, Westwood, he's like, ah! And he just runs away on the speed, on this little jet ski.
And it's like ski boat thing.
Jet ski, yeah.
Yeah.
So that, and then they talk about Dragon Pearl, he's like, we've got to protect these pearls, yes. But I'll give you my pearl if you give me a striptease.
So they convince... I know they've all got different names, but I'm just calling them how I know them from the series.
Yeah.
So Oolong changes at first into some... ugly fat dude in drag, let's be honest.
It was him in drag.
He then, he's like, grumbles, and your fat probably wouldn't tell the difference. And then actually turns into Bulma with slightly bigger tits.
At which point, she goes and does like a little dance for him, like, who was it who said it looks like some kind of grease?
Yeah, it is. The way they were going down the stairs, they were falling, it looked like... the last song out of Grease.
I can kind of hear it a little bit, but...
I'm trying to remember a song from Grease to sing over it.
Nah.
There you go. So in the end, she just flashes his tits, and then he races going, oh!
That's
like a Caesar.
And then he's in a world of his own.
As always.
They're talking about the thorns, and then the bad guys show up, and then he's all like, oh, we've got a fight!
And he, again, not a bad scene.
Starts suiting on with, like, the stick, suiting lasers out of it, and then uses the movie version of Kamehameha. Unfortunately, the bad guys get the pearls, and then the whole island gets blown up. I mean, there's just a bit more to fight.
There was that, there was a bit more to fight. The house, the island remained, they just made sure that there wasn't really anything left of the house.
There is a lot of explosions this film. They went all out on pyrotechnics.
Makes me wonder if Koichi Sakamoto worked on this film.
To Google! After this podcast.
Yes. Probably to Google!
Probably didn't, but, it would be funny.
Meh.
I was trying to do a Namek reference from the series. Bell Blatt.
Pretty much.
Flat line.
So they go... So they... Thank you. Anywho, so after a pretty impressive fight on the island, and I apologize if it sounds like we're missing, it's just... we're tired and our voices are hurting our head.
It's, well, at this moment, it's 25 past one in the morning.
Oh, goody. They quickly then, God, what do they do? They hop on Flying Nimbus, and to get Oolong off the island, they use Miwibo to carry him. And then they eventually get to land after the island's been destroyed, and they delivered... six of the pearls to the master, and it cuts back to them.
Well, it looks like Roshi gets... blown up. He doesn't. He just escapes
sand's a good...
They just blow up two of the enemy ships, because, like, Forrester and Zor. They seem to be taking his time, it's like, boom!
His closest in the group.
So they then get back and they see the turtle, you know, Rosie appearing, and he's like, well, they blew up my island, those bastards! Alright, let's team up!
And of course, like, everyone here has a crash boat, except for Oolong, so he tells Oolong basically to fuck off!
Right, we got to have this meeting, and then they see him going, well, a little piggy throwing the pool up and down.
Yeah.
And then big reveal, apparently King Pig Fairy told him to look after the pool, not tell anyone. And then...
If he told anyone, they would steal it.
And why then, is he doing that? That's why I want to know. Like,
and apparently that's the...
Well, if he was doing it, they probably thought they couldn't see him.
Invisibility.
No, he'd been told to fuck off. He thought they'd be too busy with their meeting to notice.
I thought he was doing it sort of like, la la la, they'll see it eventually.
Well, he's an idiot. He could be thinking, oh, they don't like me. Throw up or down. So then, he then reveals, this is what made me laugh. He's all like, well, my master told me to look for you. That's the real reason I was chasing Jade. Sift the eyes.
Yeah, nothing.
Trying not look like the complete asshat he was when they first met.
So after they come up with a plan, their idea is they're going to storm the village and hand over the last pearl, I guess.
I think it's storm and try and get the others off them.
No. Because Rosie said something bad's going to happen if all seven come together. So, they saw, and it's Oolong that made me laugh. He basically dresses up like Turkish Rambo.
And goes, that's amazing.
Yeah, we were seeing again.
It was more impressive than I thought it was going to be in
and
the
then, yeah, and grenades as well. It's like,
other film? This is Oscar worthy.
You know what made me laugh? If he started talking like Stallone, we have to get the dragon power. Dragon power.
I'm not even going to attempt it because mine would just be even shitter than that.
The best way to do Stallone is to only talk with half your mouth. That's a Stallone impression. Adrian!
From as I hear that, I've now got that fucking thing from Expendables 2. You know they do the orange mobile.
I've seen that, that's awesome.
Remember the battle cry, guys? Eye of the Tiger, Adrian!
That's an awesome little trailer. I'm also glad.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was an awesome trailer.
I'm going to see Expendables 2 regardless.
I've got one dog.
I don't know about it, like, is it going to be that good? The first one was alright, but Bruce Lee was, like, in the little section of it. It's like...
Bruce Lee?
Jet Li.
Jet Li.
It's like Bruce Lee's been dead for a long time.
Yeah, Bruce Lee's been dead for years, woman. Wrong Lee.
And even a Lee, it's just my brain.
Here's a Lee.
Just no near as athletic.
I've got one of Dolph Lundgren's latest films. Something of the Kings, Two Worlds. It's a weird film. I have to say the opening 10 minutes, but anyway. So they storm the village and they decimate quite a large chunk of the army, and then they sort of split off.
And finally managed to kill the two lieutenants, I guess they are.
Monkey Boy and Westwood try fighting the hand to hand, and then Oolong just picks up the sock and.
And then, of course, we have the android and Roshi fighting, which is actually, again, not a bad fight. And Bulma gets in the sucker shot with irony. Killed by his own shotgun.
Suits him, I think, up the ass with the shotgun.
In the back.
Fuck,
I look like it had some recoil to it.
You know what would be funny? He actually ran up to him and sucked it up his ass and then fired it.
That would
have
been a little bit too sexual.
That would have been too plus. That explosion, she'd have been caught in it.
Well, then they could have whisked her back.
Nah.
I think it was done up perfectly.
So, after they defeat them, they storm the castle, and that's where Demon Pilaf guy is.
And dramatic reveal.
Dun, dun, dun.
Grandpa is still alive!
Grandpa is awesome!
Well,
Grandpa
is that what the thing was in Simpsons, Mr. Sparkle?
Yeah, and Martin.
Because the only way it could have been Stranger is
because it's bulb.
The only way Stranger is for some reason called Crinkle.
Mr. Crinkle.
I have no idea. Mr. Crinkle by Primus. Music videos are mindfuck. One segment in particular, I think, was best described as... It wouldn't be surprising if this is what went through the mind of a creepo when it was stalking its victim.
Okay, back on topic.
Lee's putting us back on topic. This is a change.
Holy shit, the world's ending! Hey, here's the one who said it! Why'd you punch me?
Because you're nearest to him. And
yes.
I kicked him.
I did. I kicked him and then hit you. And then you.
Well, it's about time you go off topic and we don't hit you.
What about the amount of times when I do it and you do hit me?
Point.
Anywho, so... Basically, the bad guy says, hand over the dragon pearl or I'll kill your grandpa.
And Roshi has a moment of reason. It's just like, if you're doing that dragon pearl, he'll kill us all.
And then Monkey Boy's like, I don't care, I want to save my grandpa. So Roshi's like, oh, god damn it, these kids are that. So they hand it, well, they don't hand it over. They get the grandpa free, and I think that's...
She's goodbye, Monkey Kettle free.
He sets the grandpa free. And then you start shooting lightning in the air.
Summoning the zombified corpses of the village.
Yes, it's thriller.
Like a thriller, that's my way. That's all
that is completely the wrong fucking lyrics.
I don't think it was too zombified because it was just pulling hair and...
That's what zombies do, they pull...
It wasn't Romero zombie.
It wasn't Romero zombie. It was just like, there was no makeup or anything involved, they were just
zombie
dead, and they were just animated corpses, basically. There was no makeup or anything.
They actually can't remind me of the trash zombie from Return of the Living Dead.
So I am just amused by that scene, though. Just like, he does that second ball. Raise arms! Forward march!
See that YouTube trailer posted on my Facebook? Oh, Zombie?
No, I don't think I've watched that one yet.
Plot is, when they buried Osama bin Laden in Yosin, it hit like some toxic chemicals and he came back as a zombie.
Oh, motherfucker!
And he goes back to Afghanistan and he starts infecting people. So Al Qaeda trying to like create zombies to take over Afghanistan.
Oh, motherfucker!
That's the plot of the film. I was tempted to buy it because it's like £9 in HMV.
£9? Are you joking me?
No.
Sounds like a bit too much, really.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking £9. What else could you get decent with fucking £9?
Well, I thought the film looked kind of decent. I think it's meant to be a comedy.
Might be a 5 decent.
Yeah, not in the 10 range. 5, maybe. A push.
Anywho, as I was saying, so yeah, he creates zombies, but then Monkey Boy's like, Nimbus, and jumps on Nimbus and knocks him out. Oh, flip, how could we forget? He's saying, Jay's saying, don't hurt my daddy, even though he's choking the life.
Oh, I'm going off the roof, you're like, what? And then he starts getting kicked out of the back.
Then,
awesome.
So basically, Monkey Boy gets on Nimbus and just attacks the monster and knock him out. Westwood then heroically jumps into the forest fighting him. He kind of kicks the crap out of him. Then Oolong says something, he's like, come on then. And he gets a couple of good punches in.
He just stands there and takes it, knowing they won't do shit.
Yeah, but we did get a punch in. That's some.
I just like his face when he's getting punched. It's like, really? You're punching me?
Is that it?
To be fair, Oolong goes from... The Oolong in this film goes from Oolong to Yajirobe, in my opinion. That's
He's a fusion of the two.
He kind of turns into the Yajirobe later on, and this fight.
Super.
But then, you know, Grandpa's talking to the turtle man, and they're like, if we get all the where are the balls? He's like, he swallowed them. He's like, what?
So they realise, the seven come together, that's when the damage is caused. So it's like, if we make him swallow the last one, we could kill him.
It's weird though. I'm guessing he wants to keep them safe for later.
Possibly
he had a way of like regurgitating them or some shit.
He's a fish goat man. He's not the same as us.
He probably just thought he could sit them out later. Though of course though, then you get imagine the look on his face if he did sit them out and then he got up and went, oh yeah, yeah, and plus that, and he was like, oh god damn it. But then he locks the toilet, he's like, the plunger, come on. Hey, you two, Robot and Blanche, give me a hand here. And they're like, no, I don't know, sir. He gets them out and they have to clean them because like, the dragon said, someone's, yeah, I'm not coming till you clean me up.
Oh.
Come on, get the fucking toothbrush in here.
And then he realises, oh crap, I just used my toothbrush.
He always for the new one, and then he wastes the whiz. So we could have gone to Poundland. Shut up! You slaughtered one village, you can slaughter another one. So then they shove it down his mouth using
yo-yo.
Yeah, I love that scene. Using yo-yo like that. Yeah, wham! It's like, boom!
Explodes, dragon appears, and again, I have to emphasize, this film is at least 30 years old. The dragon we got in this, again, it looked so much better than the one we got in that movie.
I do see what you were saying though, it did look like the diving.
It looked similar to the I guess it was just the style they used for the dragon.
The model they used did remind me of the Red Dragon Thunder Sword.
Yeah.
The way it moves, because... Yeah, you remember the Red Dragon Thunder Sword, right? Chinese Dragon Megazord?
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was
very
a cool model.
Very similar to that.
That was a cool model they used as well.
Mm.
Though, how they went from big giant T-Rex to a little tiny dragon is a bit... And again, it had a robot mode, so...
Yeah.
And a bow staff. Oh my god. I just realised it had a bow staff. You know what we could do now? Magic Cloud!
No.
You could argue it did have a Magic Cloud because the swords did become a flight platform.
Yeah.
And its finisher was it got the bow staff, twirled it up like a helicopter, and then stopped and dropped on top of the monster.
Pretty much.
But then again, why would the monsters move? It's like, uh-oh. Ha-ha, miss me. I like the civilians jumping out the way. Ha-ha. Then this one, Megazord, and slaps him with the samurai sword. Okay, you win. Kaboom.
The end.
But yeah, he blows up, the dragon disappears, and they gag Rosie and Oolong. Whilst Jade makes a wish for like her family to come back from the dead, everyone come back from the dead. And they do, and it's a happy ending, and then Westwood very lovingly looks over Monkey Boy, we finish our fight now. Oh yeah? Yeah. And then it just cuts to the end as they jump at each other.
Weapons drawn.
And that's the end of the film.
I thought we realised the dub cast, it sounded like the Stars TV.
Yeah, we did mention that.
Cartoon.
Or Headmasters.
Sorry. But it's at the same time, the acting of the actual cast wasn't bad. For its time, it's a good film. It's actually aged alright.
I'm pretty sure this same voice cast did a lot of Godzilla films around that time and still do.
Probably. It's like, this is aged incredibly well, all things considered.
Mm.
It's cheesy, but it works.
It's a good kind of cheese.
Yeah, it's a good film.
Like mozzarella.
Wensleydale.
Moon cheese. Chocolate cheese spread.
Yeah, it exists.
Does it?
Well, yeah. Philadelphia made a Cadbury's chocolate spread.
Yeah, whatever, ain't you?
Probably not made out of cheese as well.
Probably not, but...
It would be irony.
It would be amusing.
So, yeah, this film's aged very well. It's got that nice 80s Hong Kong called food.
Combat film to it, even though it's Taiwanese.
Well, yeah. Well,
we think it is.
I'm pretty sure it's a joint production with Hong Kong or some Hong Kong firm. I remember reading that.
Quite possibly.
It reminds me of a Bruce Lee film in the
60s. Kind of thing. It reminds me of every Godfrey Ho film he ever got Joseph Lloyd to dub for him.
Quite possibly.
And, you know, you saw Defenders of Space and his dubbing
quality.
We've
seen Defenders of Space. We've seen footage of Space Thunder Kids. Ooh.
I know you got into what's Raiders of the Galaxy and Space Transformer earlier. Or was that you and you screamed at me, turn it off?
It was me when I recognised the quality of it, and it was just, fuck no!
I need to gig out Solar Adventure.
Do I even want
to
know?
You know what it is? That's the one that starts off live action and 10 minutes in, it turns to animation after some freak solar storm.
Vaguely, I think that's one that I vaguely recall it.
You deliberately lost the DVD too?
Possibly.
So anyway,
the DVDs I've got, it's impossible to keep track of them all.
So, final grades?
I'd say it's a good one, I'd say it's a 9 out of 10.
Okay.
I'd go with that. 9 out of 10 sounds about right.
9.5. Fuck it.
Ben and Jerry's cookie dough ice cream. For the win.
That translates to
9 out of 10.
Thank you.
Awesome. It translates into awesome.
If it's 9 out of 10, what Ben and Jerry's ice cream is 10 out of 10?
The one where it's cookie dough and the chocolate brownie.
I think that's a bit too much for me.
But
it exists.
That's a new one which is out now. It's got chocolate
centre
in it.
No, that's not a new one. This one's been out for a while. If Cookie Go sells out first, there's usually loads of this one in the fridges. I'm like, I don't get it. This one has chocolate brownie and cookie dough. Why is this not loved as much as the other one? Because it still is nice to that one.
They need to do a banoffee ice cream.
I don't like the brownies, Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Brownies on their own aren't that great, but the one with the cookie dough is nice. It sort of levels it out. And with that, I think it's time to call it a night.
Yep. Good night. 1 to 2 over here now.
Good night, folks.
See ya.
Night, everyone.
30 years.
You will join us, Doctor.
All will join us.
The Titans will choose another leader. One who will not follow false titans.
Hey, what are they going to do with us?
Take the false titans. They are to be burned with the flame of fire.
No!
6 doctors.
Chin up, Kathy. For there's life, there's hope.
I'm the doctor. This is Kevin. He's my friend. Hi. Alexi, how have you been?
Before your very eyes, I will show you the disappearing cabinet of sword. I remove the tablecloth without once disturbing the items set upon it, like so.
I am the doctor. I think. Oh, yes, of course. Regeneration. I regenerated. That explains the weakness in the knees. And here I was thinking we were in for some bad weather.
We don't always land in trouble. What about that holiday on Rufius 9? Isn't this nice? I feel like a walk. Sydney Town, as I mentioned earlier, is about a half a mile that way.
I'm the doctor. You'd be surprised what I can do.
Hundreds of enemies.
Cyberman will investigate.
Extermination, exterminated.
I am Vishak, King of the Cylons.
This is Commander Stirk of the 9th Sontaran Battle Fleet. Do not attempt to resist. Your planet is now under Sontaran control.
I am the Black Guardian. Doctor's good is my evil.
And one monster the Doctor has faced throughout his lives, but never this directly.
This is Greyhound 6. We are currently following a blood trail away from the wreckage. Request...
What the... Who's that?
Captain! Request backup! We need...
My hosts, I take it. I'm afraid I have a few complaints about your hospitality so far.
Let's loosen London. This thing will wreak total chaos.
What do these Geordies have to offer us? Technology? Resources?
I think our time is up, Mr. Holmes.
You've had quite enough of our cooperation for one day.
Arthur!
What the? Stun him!
Doctor, please be quiet. They'll arrest us again.
That's the idea, Lissa. Who is that?
Doctor! Over here!
Oh, this? Sonic screwdriver. Quite benign tool under most circumstances, but with the power boosted to the right level... Yes, I am sorry about that.
So now you defend yourself? Good. That's it. Come on. I'm killing you, don't you understand? I don't need you anymore. Ah!
Someone's definitely been interfering with my TARDIS.
It's powering up its weaponry. Don't look, Jareth.
Am I glad to hear your voice? Are you all there?
All? What do you mean, Mark?
Prime Minister, you've got to listen to him.
What was that?
Captain Price? Captain Price?
What was that noise? Doctor?
The tanks aren't coming, Colonel. We'll have to think of something else.
What happened? Did they take out the tanks?
Not just the tanks. The London Bridge is gone.
There'll be time for explanations later. Actually, there won't be. K-9?
Master?
Stun him, please, K-9.
Affirmative, Master.
Wait!
Doctor!
No!
Do you know what you've done? I'm on a tight schedule. I'm supposed to be somewhere right now. The whole world is at stake. The universe!
Not so fast!
You won't get away with this.
Ah, I take it you saw everything.
Who are you, really?
Carly? Ah, not you as well.
What are you doing?
I thought I asked you to trust me, Carly.
I did, but you lied to everyone. You lied to me. You thought you saved the world, Doctor. But you didn't. You didn't even save me.
Doctor Who and the Time Traveler. A 7-episode audio drama by James Durkin, celebrating 30 years of the Doctor Who audio dramas. From Siegelcord Productions.